Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks, little Chicago, bringing us back. Have a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer. Peter is the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets and Warp Speed Growth. Find him at Meyer Group, MeyerGrp.com. Peter, thanks again for being here. Thanks for almost 15 great years. Let's talk about some more growing time. You've got another important point you want to make on how we can grow time.
I do. And this has got to do with, where we are in the year as well as everything else. What I've seen over and over again is that when we make the decision to be strong within ourselves, hold our own boundaries, and to make the choice that we can be in charge of ourselves, we also make the choice that we can be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And nice is fast. There's no question about it. Anger and well, let me stop for a second. We talked offline about the Sony situation, and one of the things that struck me about the Sony situation is how people put in email things that they really don't want to be public. If you're going to take an attitude that other people are less than you, then you're going to not grow time.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be good at being the resource for time, which is light, which is good food, which is good food for people, which is emotional nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you spend time being
small,
what you want, which is good,
and maybe
the
small,
more time you'll grow.
Well, but right, I'm sorry, but and the reverse of that, the more time you are small, the more time you will waste.
So what we're both saying is that this is Christmas, and during the Christmas season, we tend to be good to people. Being good to people is a brilliant way to being good to yourself and your business.
Mm-hmm.
It is a good business strategy to make the decision to be good to people,
mm-hmm.
starting with yourself.
Why is that so hard for some people?
I think it's fear, and I think it's the decision that I'm not in charge, and therefore I'm afraid.
Well, but I think it's more than fear. I think there are a lot of small, petty people out there. Are you concerned at all that our society is moving in the wrong direction on the selfishness meter?
No.
You're not?
Nope. I'd be concerned if I am, and
right.
I'm the person who I get to control and manage, and that's where I need to work.
Are you concerned about the narcissism needle moving in the wrong direction?
No.
You're not? Okay.
Unless it's me. No.
Okay.
I only control...
You're only worried about yourself.
Yeah. I barely control myself. I don't try to control anybody else. I don't worry about other people because, as we've said before, the economy isn't average.
But what do you do when somebody sends you that not nice email? They've decided to be small on their end, but you've chosen not to be on your end. What do you do?
If I want to grow my time, grow my business, grow myself, I wish them well. I may not deal with them anymore, but I wish them well.
Do you just disregard the email, or do you respond to it with something?
Well, it depends on what they say. If they need a response, then of course I'm going to respond.
No, but
I'm not going to respond and say, Jane, you're ignorant slut, to quote in Saturday Night Live. I'm going to respond and say, thank you for your input. I'm going to take this under advisement. Here's the answer to your question.
Yeah.
And wish them well.
Mm-hmm.
What we feel at Christmas time is something that can grow our business all year long.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do. I want to grow my business, grow myself. I don't want to spend my time and waste my time being angry.
Well, see, and when you say these things, you remind me you remind me of a quote by Socrates 2,500 years ago. He said one of my favorite quotes that I think connects with what you're saying. He said, the greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
a time saver too, isn't it? A time grower too.
It absolutely is. Absolutely is.
Be in reality what you appear to be.
Take your Christmas and make it year long.
Yeah, I like that. Well, and that's something in my message, in my Christmas message every year. I talk about, one of the reasons I'm a Scrooge is because I don't just get all giddy at Christmas time. If in the middle of June, let's help those people right now. You know, let's don't wait until the middle of December.
I agree with you there.
Last
let's
thoughts.
Help ourselves all year long.
20 seconds, Peter. Last thoughts.
Be good to yourself because you're selfish. Be good to others because you're selfish. And listen more to Jim's show all year long.
I think that's an excellent New Year's resolution. Hey, Peter, thanks for being here. Good job as always.
Thank you.
Take care
of
yourself.
Talk to you soon.
Peter Meyer. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Peter joined us. Meyer Group, GRP.com. Check out his website. His books are outstanding. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that I will be here tomorrow live for our Christmas Day show. Don't go away. Don't miss that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.